Pursuant to the statement just made by President Kimball, we hereby release, with a sincere vote of thanks for their excellent services, Elder S. Dilworth Young, A. Theodore Tuttle, Paul H. Dunn, Hartman Rector, Jr., Lauren C. Dunn, Rex D. Pinniger, and Jean R. Cook, for their excellent services as the First Council of 70. This release does not, of course, affect their status as members of the First Quorum of 70. Will all of those who can join with us in expressing sincere appreciation for the excellent service of these brethren please indicate it by raising right hand? We also hereby release with a vote of thanks for the excellent service he has rendered Elder or Bishop Vaughn J. Featherstone, who has served faithfully as the Second Counselor in the presiding bishopric. Will all of those who can join with us in expressing our thanks and appreciation to the Bishop Featherstone for his services please indicate by raising your right hands? Then the general authorities and officers of the church. It is proposed that we sustain President Spencer W. Kimball as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, by the same sign. Nathan Eldon Tanner as first counselor in the first presidency, and Marion G. Romney as second counselor in the first presidency. All in favor, please signify it. Contrary, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as president of the Council of the Twelve, Elder Ezra Taft Benson. All in favor, please manifest it. As the quorum of the Twelve, Elder Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Elder Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, and L. Tom Perry, and David B. Haight. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, by the same sign. The counselors, and as patriarch to the church, Elder G. Smith. All in favor, please manifest it. And the counselors in the first presidency, the 12 apostles, and the patriarch to the church as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. Spencer W. Kimball as trustee and trust for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, by the same sign. The presence of the 70 and as members of the First Quorum of 70, Franklin D. Richards, James E. Faust, J. Thomas Fiennes, A. Theodore Tuttle, Neil A. Maxwell, Marion D. Hanks, and Paul H. Dunn. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, by the same sign. As additional members of the First Quorum of 70, Alma Sonny, Sterling W. Sill, Henry D. Taylor, Alvin R. Dyer, Theodore M. Burton, Bernard P. Brockbank, James A. Cullimore, Joseph Anderson, William H. Bennett, John H. Vandenberg, Robert L. Simpson, O. Leslie Stone, William Grant Bangerter, Robert D. Hales, Adney Y. Camazzo, Joseph B. Worthland, Seymour Dilworth Young, Hartman Rector Jr., Lauren C. Dunn, Rex D. Pinniger, Jean Raymond Cook, Charles A. Didier, William R. Bradford, George P. Lee, Carlos E. Acey, M. Russell Ballard, Jr., John H. Groberg, Jacob D. Auger, Vaughn J. Featherstone, Dean L. Larson, Roy G. Derrick, and Robert E. Wells. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As the presiding bishopric, Victor L. Brown, presiding bishop, H. Burke Peterson as first counselor, and J. Richard Clark as second counselor. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As regional representatives, all regional representatives of the Quorum of the Twelve, as they are at present constituted, the Aaronic Priesthood, under the direction of the presiding bishopric, Victor L. Brown, H. Burke Peterson, J. Richard Clark, with all members of the committee as at present constituted. The young women, Ruth Hardy Funk, president, Hortense H. Child, first counselor, Ardith G. Capp, second counselor, with all members of the committee as present constituted. The Relief Society, Barbara Bradshaw Smith, President, Janet Russell Cannon, Educational Counselor, and Marion Richard Boyer, Homemaking Counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted. The Sunday School, Russell M. Nelson, President, B. Lloyd Pullman, First Counselor, and Joe J. Clark Christensen, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted. The Primary, Naoma Maxfield Shumway, President, Sarah Melissa Broadbent Polson, First Counselor, and Colleen Bushman Lemon, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted. The Church Board of Education, Spencer W. Kimball, Anna Eldon Tanner, Marion G. Romney, Ezra Taft Benson, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, Marion D. Hanks, Paul H. Dunn, Victor L. Brown, and Barbara B. Smith. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, by the same sign. The Church Finance Committee, Wilford G. Edling, Harold H. Bennett, Weston E. Hamilton, David M. Kennedy, and Warren E. Pugh. The Tabernacle Choir, Oakley S. Evans, President, Gerald D. Otley, Conductor, Donald H. Ripplinger, Associate Conductor, Alexander Schreiner, Chief Organist, and Robert Kundig, and Roy M. Darley as Organist. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any by the same sign. It seems, President Kimball, that the voting has been unanimous in favor of these officers and general authorities. President Kimball has suggested that Elders Larson and Wells, whom you have just sustained as new members of the First Quorum of 70, and Bishop Clark, whom you have just sustained as Second Counselor in the Presiding Bishopric, take their places on the stand. Eldon Roy G. Derrick, whom you have sustained as a member of the First Quorum of 70, is abroad serving as President of the Ireland-Dublin Mission.